is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Is it my turn? Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Ozark Mountains, Missouri, Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and there's a meetup Friday, tomorrow. And we're going to save energy at your home and your business. Ken Hurley's going to be with us. He's going to be talking for about 3 hours. Bring your questions. So tomorrow, Friday, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. And let's see, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, on GCN, Kevin Robertson's going to be with me, the Senior Vice President of the First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. We're going to learn about banking from the inside. That's tomorrow, Friday. And in the afternoon, Gary Williams is going to be interviewing me on my thoughts on survival. Paulette Winotka is going to be calling in. She's going to be talking about buckets of food. And, class, I've been posting articles that I think you should consider reading. And one of the topics on page one of USAPrepares is about the danger of fluorescent compact lights in your home. There's an article about someone who stepped on one barefooted and what happened. It is extremely graphic. Make sure you don't look at this before you eat. It's really, really graphic. But I'd like you to consider reading this because it is so important about how you can seriously, seriously be injured by stepping on some glass from a compact fluorescent light. And there's a couple hundred more articles that you could see if you'd like to read them. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Today in the broadcast classroom with me is our USAPrepares.com instructor, Dan DeBorn. And I'm going to spell it for you. Big D, little E, big B, little A, U, N. Dan DeBorn was a system engineer at Bell Laboratories. And Dan's radio and wired and wireless communications experience led him to found a company that specializes in electromagnetic radiation shielding. His company is called DefenderPad.com. And Dan's the CEO of DefenderPad. And I have one of his products. That's DefenderPad.com. DefenderPad.com. I'd like to tell you a little bit about electromagnetic radiation, EMR, before we get started. You know, electromagnetic radiation, also known as radio frequency radiation, is all around us. Some of it's low power and far away, and some is high power and far away, and some is low power and close to us, and some is high power and close to us. We don't see any of it. It's invisible. People have died from it. I sometimes tell you that if the cancer doesn't kill you, the radiation treatment from medical radiation treatments may or will kill you. You've heard that. And as long as we've had alternating current and lately digital communications, we've been surrounded by this danger. It comes from microwave ovens, power lines, clocks, medical x-ray equipment. In my opinion, it causes serious diseases. This danger is not new. It's all around you at home and in your workplace. And here's a point. Let's say you have a radio, and you plug it in, and you turn it on in your home. Does it work? If it does, there's electromagnetic frequencies in your home. Okay? And have you ever heard static on the radio and say, geez, you know, I can't hear the station because of the static? Well, that's electromagnetic radiation in your home. And it's probably very close to your radio. Okay? Let's learn more about electromagnetic radiation during this broadcast class. Should we be concerned? Let's find out. Welcome, Dan DeBorn.
Thanks, Vincent. I appreciate you inviting me again. I look forward to an opportunity to chat with you and your listeners on subjects that are pretty important to me.
Yeah, you know, Dan, remember those 12-foot diameter satellite antennas? Remember those?
Yes.
Yeah, they were so large because the signal that they received was weak.
Yep.
And we need to concentrate those signals, you know, to the focal point of the antenna, and sometimes known as the feed horn, and we're able to use it because it was concentrated at that point. And so we had a weak signal coming from satellites for television, for example, or radio, and we had these big dish antennas to receive them. Well, today, well, there's an antenna out in Puerto Rico. It's the Arecibo Observatory. It's a deep space telescope. It's 1,000 feet in diameter. And that's because it needs to be that big because the signals are weak coming from space. But today, we have small dish antennas for receiving television, don't we? There's little dish antennas for dish TV and DirecTV. And that's because the signal's much, much stronger, isn't it?
Yeah, it's orders of magnitude stronger than it was 10, 15 years ago, in fact. And so we're actually, if you think about it, we're being exposed to orders of magnitude more signals that never existed in human nature before because they're radio frequency signals. The electromagnetic radiation we're talking about is, you know, the non-ionized radio signals that have thermal impacts to our body. And we've spoke about that in the past, and it's 10 times what we're used to see.
Yeah, and class, here's another way of thinking about it. I know that when I was a child, I had a magnifying glass, and I would go out in the sun, and you know, you could take that magnifying glass, and you could focus it toward the ground, maybe a couple inches from the ground, maybe 6 inches, and you could focus a concentrated beam of light, and you could burn holes in leaves, and you could start little fires with sunlight and a magnifying glass, and, you know, if ants happen to be walking by, well, I guess they got cooked too. And what I'm saying is, if you concentrate the signals, they can do a lot of damage very, very quickly. And if you don't concentrate the damage, they can do damage, or concentrate the wavelengths and the sunlight, they can do a lot of damage over time. So, Dan, what are your thoughts on that?
The exposures we have now are quite recent in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And there are effects that we're beginning to understand from these concentrated signals. And we still need to learn some more. Part of the problem is we have studies going on in this non-ionizing radiation. And there's tons and tons of studies, but sometimes argued not to be statistically accurate. And I think back in the days when I was in the labs, when I used to attempt to establish statistical significance, I had to look at thousands and thousands of a population for many, a very large time interval to draw solid conclusions. And so we're not there yet, but that doesn't mean that the studies that we're seeing and the results that we're looking at are not legitimate. So we're still in a society that's trying to understand what this new exposure means. In fact, Vinny, you actually put something on the on your website, which really caught my attention. You had mentioned that there was a danger in radiation exposure from national airports. And mm-hmm. there was a Long Island congressman that was asking the TSA, you know, for some answers about the self-health concerns.
Yes.
And I thought that was a great article to share with your listeners because, in fact, there's so many arguments about this subject area and there's so much question about it, yet the facts are, there's pretty clear evidence that there could be some pretty serious problems with this stuff. In fact, you know, I was trying to think about how I would characterize this a little while ago, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder what kind of clothes you would have to wear to shield yourself from what could be dangerous signals in one of those in one of those scanners. And so I was thinking that would be my first question to the class. So, Vincent, if I had to go into that, what would I need to use to protect myself?
Well, if we look at it, if we look at it from our typical experience with our dentist. You know, you lie down in the chair and he says, okay, I'm just going to drill a little hole right here, but I want to make sure it's exactly in the right spot. So let me get this x-ray. And he brings in the x-ray machine and he puts a lead vest on. And it's not a lightweight vest. I mean, you'd certainly not want to wear one of these things around because it's really pretty heavy. And so to protect you from radiation that is not exactly where it's being directed. It's being directed at your tooth, but he protects your chest, your throat, and so forth. It must be pretty serious radiation to go through that. And I remember every single dentist that's ever done this in my entire life, he gets it all set, and then he runs out of the room, and he hits a button on a long coiled cord. He gets as far away as he can, and he's behind a lead wall. So how dangerous is it? I think it's pretty dangerous. And what kind of a suit would you need to go through TSA? I think it would be so heavy that you would need to have servos and motors so you could walk.
Vinny, that's exactly the case. And what's really interesting about your analogy is, let's say you go to a hospital and you wanted an x-ray. And so you went in and they wanted to see if you had a heart, Vinny. And so what they did was they took this x-ray of your heart area. What does that represent? It represents about a foot by foot, one square foot of exposure with a fairly high intensity signal. What you go through in a screener is your entire body. It's not one square foot. It's probably more like 24 square foot. And even though the screeners limit the exposure, they say it's a much smaller signal, it's over a much broader organ of the body. So, and you're talking about ionized radiation. And I don't know if you remember, Vinny, ionized radiation is when you liberate an electron from an atom. It fundamentally breaks down the body. And that's where the fundamental problems begin.
Yeah, and I also see, without looking at statistics, just open your eyes and you look around at the diseases that we have. So many people are sick. And is it from just x-rays? Probably not just x-rays in most cases. But, you know, it's from the toxins in the air and the toxins in the water and the toxins in the food. But it's got to be coming from the electromagnetic radiation that's surrounding us as well. Dan DeBorn's with us. He's a Bell Labs systems engineer. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. I've got a lot more questions about radiation when we come back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dan Devon's with me, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. So the TSA agent says, stand right here while I look through your dress. Or stand right here while I look through your blouse, ladies. Is that a little shocking? I'll tell you what. The X-rays that are emitted from this equipment can disrupt your immune system. I suggest that you don't allow the TSA to scan you and irradiate you with X radiation. Opt out. I do. I demand that TSA, when I fly, which is very seldom, that I demand that they pat me down in public. Okay? I'm not going to go to some room where there are no witnesses. I'm going to stand there and I'm going to raise my voice and make sure everybody can see them patting me down. Because the more you do that, the less invasive they are going to be. So I suggest that you try that. And if enough of us do it, it'll cause such a long line that they're going to have more people in the pat-down area and less people going through the X-radiation machines. Dan, power lines? Are you concerned about that too?
Yeah, the power lines, they're not in the RF space. They're in the spectrum. They're on the very, very low end of the spectrum. And they, and those emissions are a low current driving intrusion on the body. And so some would say there's no big deal about that. But the fact is your whole body is an electromagnetic radiating source for the function of the body. So when you have an additional intrusion of even the very low frequency up to 30 megahertz, you are now disrupting the human body. And in fact, I know I would not buy a house where I saw high-powered 10,000 volt lines. I don't know about you. Have you ever had that experience?
Well, before I bought this farm, I rode all around every direction for about 20 miles. I mean, every road. And I made sure that we are really far away from any substations. And I buried all the power lines coming in. We have a 1,300-foot driveway or so, maybe a little longer. It's about a third of a mile. And all of the power lines are buried underground because I am that concerned. So the closest transformer is across the road, you know, a third of a mile away. But here's why I asked that question, Dan, about power lines. You know, when we use electronic equipment, we have power cords that plug into the wall.
Right.
And all of them radiate electromagnetic radiation too, don't they?
Oh, there's no doubt. Anytime there's a current flow of any sort in any device, you have a low frequency radiating emission out of the device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I've mentioned in the past, just the hair dryer creates mm-hmm. 600 milligauss of emissions. That's huge when Europe suggests less than 2 milligauss of exposure. So I'm not talking orders of magnitude. I'm talking hundreds of orders of magnitude of exposures can occur with electronic devices. And what's happening is the AC power is coming into the device. It's being converted. If it's a computer, for example, it's converting and using energy to drive the hard drives, drive the processors, drive all that stuff. A byproduct is electromagnetic radiation, the low frequency kind. It's very dangerous stuff. A laptop can give you 150 milligauss.
I want to talk about that in a second. And I want to tell you, during the break, I took out a tape measure, and I measured. I don't use the same equipment that some of the other broadcasters use, and I've redecorated the studio. When I go in to the studio, I bring a lot of my own equipment, and I set it up the way I want it. And you know, a lot of the guys think I'm nuts, but in this studio I'm in right now, the monitors are 30 inches away from me. That's pretty far for a computer monitor by most standards, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no question about it, but it's smart. 30 inches away is a little over 2 feet. You reduce your exposure by 90% when you do that.
Well, it'd be 4 feet if I could find a desk.
You could see it.
4 feet deep. And I want to talk about the computers, how far away they are. With Dan Bawn, when we come back in class, you can do this too. It's really easy. And then we're going to talk about notebook computers. And where do you put them? On your lap. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Keto, you've got your
take. My, when you go to the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I guess I hit some of my own buttons when I was talking about the TSA and the X radiation and, boy, the dangers that those guys are foisting upon us. Dan DeBond's with us. We're talking about electromagnetic radiation. And you can't see it, and it's instantaneous. It really is. It travels very quickly at the speed of light. Dan, I mentioned that I keep in the studio that I'm in right now, I keep the monitors 30 inches away from me at the closest, and the closest computer is 14 feet away. I just measured it in the previous commercial break, and I have twisted pair wire in the cable, which is electromagnetic radiation resistant, and I also have shielded cables for the rest of the cables, and that's what I've done here in the studio. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do to reduce the exposures. And when you use a cable, a particularly a shielded cable, to your computer, for example, you eliminate the potential RF signals from your Wi-Fi, as an example. If you're connected to Wi-Fi, there could be as much as 3,000 millivolts per meter at that computer emitting from that source. So when you cable up like that, you eliminate the entire exposure.
Yeah.
If you put your computer several feet away from you, like you've done in your office, the transformers that are converting the power from your AC are very safe distances. So, I mean, that's good caution that you're doing.
Well, let's talk about that. And then I want to get closer toward laptop computers, you know, the current technology. Now, back in the 1990s, I had a computer manufacturing company. And all the way to, I guess, 2001 or so, mid-2000s. But anyway, when we manufactured computers, every single one of them had a metal chassis, completely
right.
Metal. Front, the front was metal just behind the plastic face, and the back, the sides, everything except some of the air vents, and they're very small air vents to contain as much of the electromagnetic radiation as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we sent them off to an independent testing lab to make sure that they had very, very low levels of electromagnetic radiation and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, the computers that I see have huge air vents and plastic fronts with without metal shielding in the fronts, and plastic sides, you know, without metal shielding. Now, the frequencies have gone up, not down, up. They're running faster. So I'm even more concerned about the electromagnetic radiation of the newer computers than I was of the older computers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, Vinny, what you were doing when you were shielding your product, what you were doing was going after the very low frequency stuff, the mm-hmm. 300 hertz and below, and you were preventing the milligauss exposure to any individual around that. But when you were doing it at that time, the cellular connections, the Wi-Fi connections, were in the infancy stages. And now with those kinds of things found in the computers, those are transmitters that are designed to be admitted outside of the enclosure, and so they don't shield that. And
it's hitting
you. It's literally going after your body, literally.
Okay, Dan, let's talk about that. Let me see. I believe I understood you to say that the reason that they don't shield the computers the way I did when I manufactured them is because internal, inside the computer case, inside the plastic chassis, which is now plastic rather than metal as I built them, it's designed that way so the electromagnetic radiation can get out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no effort in taking what I actually think is the more concerning RF signal and shielding that from the user. There is none. And so they intentionally are generating a signal that could go 2 miles down the road to a cell tower. Think about the magnitude of that signal to do that. I mean, that's the exposure you're in.
Okay. And that reminds me of the walkie-talkies. Remember back in the 27 megahertz band, Citizens Band walkie-talkies, you'd pull out this telescopic antenna. I'm talking about the 60s and the 70s.
Right.
And it would transmit from the antenna. Now it's pretty close to your face. I mean, it was maybe...
Exactly.
half an inch away? All right.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So that signal would go maybe 2 miles with, you know, a handheld device. Okay, so we're talking about a lot of power really close to us. And that's why I mentioned laptops. Now, you thought through this, and you saw early on that there was a problem with laptops, right?
Yeah, exactly, Benny.
All right. Let's talk about how you decided. I mean, you make a product that protects people from the electromagnetic radiation that goes right into their lap.
Right.
At the only separation between the device and the person is maybe a dress or a pair of blue jeans.
Absolutely. In fact, I call that zero distance. It's zero distance from the body. And I think the examples you were using about, you know, traditional technologies, they were always somewhat slightly away from the body. That's not true anymore. It's actually resting directly in your lap. And it's not something that's being less and less used. It's more and more. Even your tablets and your iPads and all these other technologies that are being used now, they have all the transmitters, they have the low-frequency electromagnetic radiation, and they have heat, all of which is now focused on your lap. So as you were pointing to, a moment ago to, we actually, probably about 2 years ago, we are a group that's pretty concerned about health issues, environmental health issues, and we have various products and services we provide to the marketplace. But when about 2 years ago we were sitting down and my boys were sitting using their laptops for hours on end, my wife looked over to him and said to him, "I want babies." And she says, "Stop using those in your lap." And so I'm not sure my wife fully understood what she was saying, but intuitively she realized there could be a problem. And in fact, when she said it, immediately something was triggered in my mind. I used to work with some of the world experts on the very low frequency and radio frequency emissions. And I remember him, one of these guys, telling me, never, ever, ever put it to your body. Ever. And so that dawned on me, so I thought about it a bit, and I said, well, the problem is we have to eliminate the milligauss, which is the 300 hertz or less signal to the body, because the processors, the hard drives, the fans being used, they're all generating this byproduct, which is a very low frequency signal that's literally zero distance away from my body. And then the second thing was, they have the Wi-Fi and they have the cellular connections. And so all of a sudden now we have a high current radiation, which is very different than the very low current radiation. And we had to solve that. And the last thing, of course, that was of a concern with everyone using the laptop in the lab is that you have all the heat that can be generated as high as 115 degrees or higher. And so all of a sudden, we were thinking, wow, this is a serious problem, and I don't see anybody solving the problem. We actually went into the market, and we were trying to find products we could represent in the industry to bring a solution to solve this environmental problem. And we couldn't find a product. We couldn't find a product that did all those three things. So here we go. Technology is at our fingertips. It's right on our laps. We can control the world, and we're endangering our body's health because now it's zero distance to the body. That's when we began thinking we needed to try to do something about that. And we had a lot of experience in pretty exotic materials, and we began trying to think about what the problem was and how we could solve it. And we looked at bringing together very exotic, complex materials. Some of them were permeable, some of them weren't, some were absorbing, some were conductive, and it took a combination of many, many different materials to solve all three of those problems. And we didn't want to necessarily develop a product, but we couldn't find a product to solve the problem, and that's why we designed and ultimately built essentially the world's first lap protection for the body.
So can you describe what this looks like?
Yeah, sure. Vinny, it's about 10 inches by 15 inches, extremely lightweight, about a quarter of an inch. On the top, it's a very, very soft rubber. On the bottom, it's a hardened rubber. And so the look and feel is very lightweight. It's comfortable. It's portable. You can easily put it in your backpack. We tried to create something that was able to be used and be very useful to the user without being too obstructive. And that's how we ended up having this very sleek product.
So let me see if I've got this right. This sets underneath the laptop, and it's about the dimensions of a laptop, and it will not restrict the airflow to the cooling system, which is usually a fan at the bottom of the laptop, and it grabs the air from underneath and sends it through the processor and memory and so forth and video to cool it, and then it goes out the side. So it doesn't restrict the airflow, but yet it does prevent the electromagnetic radiation from going down.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Benny. In fact, that was quite intentional. We wanted to make sure that the laptop would be fully functional and that the problems with heat, and in this case, there's a growing concern about what they call toasty skin syndrome. And that's literally when you're exposed for more than an hour worth of heat at 110, 115 degrees, your skin gets blotchy. So
Dan DeBorn is with us, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. He's describing his laptop Defender Pad, defenderpad.com, defenderpad.com. We're going to talk some more about it when we come back. Dan DeBorn, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a lot of stories and articles at the website, usaforparis.com. So if you're interested in articles on survival, electromagnetic radiation, x-rays, fluoride, food recalls, escalations in murders, and absolutely horrible situations that are occurring all over the United States and the world, if you'd like to see what's really happening, we scour the news every day, almost 18 hours a day at times, and we post them throughout the night. So if you're interested in up-to-the-minute news and information that you can use, it's at the website, usaprepares.com. Dan DeBond's with us, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. And if Dan's schedule works out, he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri, at the largest convention center in the area. That's at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. We're going to have at least 73 seminars running four at a time, and each seminar will be for an hour. And it's all bundled into your passes. So a weekend pass is $15, all the seminars that you can stand. It actually will take four people to go to every seminar if you want to attend all seminars. So you'll have to bring three friends with you if you want to make sure that somebody attends every seminar. It's that big. And there's thousands and thousands of people that come. Last time, 6,500. It's the biggest preparedness expo in the United States. So, Dan, we're talking about the Defender Pad. DefenderPad.com, DefenderPad.com is how you can see it. And you want to tell us a little bit more?
One of the things I'd like to say is that it was a real engineering challenge, but what we were able to achieve is close to zero. In fact, I'll never say zero, but our tests results were zero on all of the emissions we were talking about. So with the exotic materials that we were able to compile and the symbiotic relationship between those materials, we've eliminated the danger. So if you take your laptop and you put it in your lap, there is zero exposure to the other side of the pad. And so we achieved our objective of trying to create a solution to what we think is the biggest problem in the market. We actually can use our technologies in other places, but we were pretty compelled to try to solve this problem because it's a growing problem and it's a concern for the health of for not only the adults but the kids who are now being forced to use these things as part of their basic schooling. We think we'll come a long way.
So what, Dan, can you tell us what one of these pads costs?
Yeah, it's $89.99. And those that price represents a price that gives us a good product worth the value, we think. If you buy more than one, we'll give you a discount. But Vinny, what I'd like to offer you and your audience is, if they would like to buy a product, and we'll offer a 20% additional discount on that product if they go to the site and they use the word Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, as a code coupon. We'll give them an additional 20% off.
Great. DefenderPad.com. D-E-F-E-N-D-E-R-P-A-D. DefenderPad.com. And Dan, is there a phone number that you'd like to give out, or is it just use the website?
We typically use the website as the primary source, but we also have an 800 number, and that is 1-800-499-2418.
Okay, class, here it is, 800-499-2418, 800-499-2418, 800-499-2418. Dan DeVaughn, thanks so much for being with us. I know you're going to be back again and again and again. We're going to be talking about this very serious subject. Class, above all, you've heard it many times, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And Alex Jones is coming up right here on GCN next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.